Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Big thanks to Mark Zeno for filling in for Bo Morgan today. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are welcoming in Rusty Mansell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. Our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Hey, Rusty.
Good morning.
Rusty, I have a question. Yeah. Sorry, Allie. Was the Steakhouse Christmas party better than the 92.9 Christmas party?
Wow.
Because apparently you guys actually had a place to go.
So right now I'm under contract.
Salty, you wouldn't invite
either one. They're going to make a 30 for 30 about our Christmas party.
So oh, really?
I can't really comment. You have to talk to our
the
people.
NDA.
I mean, he's curious about, you know, the Christmas party, but I'm curious about the SEC championship.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
Are we curious?
I've got a lot of Bama people I'm friends with, of Bama people I really like. But for whatever reason, in the short time that we have become friends, I've kind of hit it off with Mike over here. And I know he's former All-American. They say it every day. He's got a resume longer than me. I'm standing at the middle of the field after the game, and I go, man, I wish Mike was here to appreciate this as much as me. So I thought about you, and I said, what can I do for Mike? So I brought you back something.
No. Ah, I knew it was going to be that.
Go Dawgs.
Wow.
I knew it was going to be that, dude.
I wouldn't try. I'd leave that, Mike. I would leave that there.
My God.
Hey.
By the way.
Go Dawgs, baby. Back to back.
All right. Props
to the sly move right there.
Of that.
Rusty just threw out some confetti from
that is straight from the field, baby. I packed that in my back pocket and said, I'm keeping that for Mike.
Mike, I would not touch that. I'd just leave it right
I'm not,
someone else
I'm
to clean
not
up.
Touching any of this, man. Unbelievable, this guy.
That's back to back.
Don't you dare video this.
That's back to back, baby.
Man, yo, you are just mean. You're just flat out mean.
Man. Hey, you got. Listen, we needed any type of momentum in that series. And I told Georgia people, number one, you got to beat Alabama.
Number two,
you got to beat them in that building. You know, so I had a cough drop rapping fast. So I made sure. That's left over from the steakhouse party.
Oh, yeah. I was like, man, where is he going? As soon as you said midfield, I was like, he's got confetti. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Look. Yeah.
Good. When you post that, my mom's going to kill me because my mom texts me like 2 days later. She's like, tell me you got me some confetti.
Dude, take it all back.
I got a little bit from mom.
Nope,
I'm going to take
it.
Some back.
Yeah,
take
some of that back.
But I got
mom.
Some from my mom.
Speaking
of
which, can that be her Christmas gift?
I will tell you this, that my mom, ironically, lives in Pensacola. She retired there.
What? I didn't know that.
She lives in Pensacola.
Oh, man.
My mom she's a Paul Feinbaum every day, 3 to 7.
No kidding.
My mom is a huge sports fan, shocker. Nobody in the free world enjoyed that win more than her.
Really?
She
lives, her, man.
She lives with a bunch of Bama fans, and they have given her you know what over the years.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a crossroads down there in Pensacola, man. Yeah. You get a little bit of everything.
A lot of Bama fans. A lot of Bama fans there.
That's a melting pot down there. Yeah, I mean, it was funny, and you'll appreciate this. When I was getting recruited, and I was already committed to Alabama, the phone calls would come, and we'd start mapping out, like, hey, do we want to take this road trip? And it was like, I don't know how far to Baton Rouge, maybe 5 hours to Baton Rouge, 3.5 to Tallahassee, 3 to Auburn, 4 to Tuscaloosa. Like, you're really in a crossroads down there in the panhandle where you can
and
go.
And now it's such
direction.
A melting pot. So many people move there.
Yeah, so many people down there.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to actually
– You regrouped?
Yeah, I'm going to try to regroup here and make sure that we can ask a bunch of questions. And what's funny is the entire time I'm watching that game, I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't make that bet with Rusty where I had to video myself on the shoulder of the road like Mark Zeno.
you know what? I'll say this.
Was that the bet?
No, it was going to be.
Okay.
But whoever lost is going to have to drive on the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
I will say this. I've been to, I guess, every one of those games except for Tuscaloosa last year. There was a different feel about that game because I felt like both teams were playing with house money. Obviously, in hindsight, Alabama was in regardless.
Yes.
They were in. Georgia was in. There wasn't the life or death of, like, the loser of this game is done.
Oh, dude.
This is a national semifinal. That was the feeling every time.
Which I played in two of those in 08 and 09 against Florida. Yeah. And it was the at that point, 1-2 both years, and it was the passing of two dynasties.
Yeah. Well, 2023.
Which feels felt crazy back then.
2023, I knew Georgia beat, what were they, undefeated and lost that game?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, if you lose this game, you're out. You know, and it was a national semifinal.
Yeah.
And it was just a different feel, but it was still two big boys. And when the time that kicked off, you could tell it was big game buzz.
Allie can probably point to this as well because we were in Publix and we were doing our picks. And I was sitting there going, Bama's not going to win this game. I'm giving her every single reason. But I was like, if you think I'm going to sit here and say that Georgia's going to win against Alabama, I'm not going to do it, man. I'm not going to lie to anybody and act like anybody listening is idiots. Yeah. All right, I'm a Bama alum for a reason, and I'm going to stand up for the Crimson. But, yes, and Alec said 3 weeks ago, I said Georgia's going to win national title.
Yeah.
I did, and it was because I do think they're the most well-rounded football team. And Mark can shake his head, but it's neither here nor there. They're the most well-rounded team. And Gunnar Stockton is so clutch in the way he plays. And I think that Bobo, I don't know if he wins the Broyles Award, but, man, he has done such a good job of putting Gunnar Stockton up to bat in those situations that I think they're a runaway freight train right now.
Georgia, just from the outside in, Zeno, I'll give you this. I don't know you want to play Georgia in a one-game setting because they will beat you up.
Yes.
Can Georgia run three games? I don't know.
Yeah, that's
but in a one-game setting, Georgia would be a nightmare because they will absolutely beat you up.
I mean, the draw was favorable, from the standpoint of, the side of the bracket that they're on.
For sure. I think they should be happy they didn't slide to two if that's what the bracket was going to pan out.
Well, if they would play fair two, they're going to play Ohio State if that winds up being in Atlanta, right? Would it have been?
I think you're right. Atlanta. Yeah,
right.
That's where you were like, well, oh, wait a minute.
That's a good point.
Wait a minute.
I think about the location of that.
I mean, 2-3 doesn't really matter because you're going to play Ohio State regardless. But I would tell you,
I don't know that Ohio State's going to beat Texas A&M or Miami. I don't know that's a
guarantee. That's how I feel.
I don't know. Here's what I'll say about Ohio State. I think roster, if you just rank rosters, Ohio State is number one. I think they're the most dominant roster. They got exposed because they hadn't freaking played anybody this year.
That's fair.
They got into a fist fight and they lost.
I will tell you that you want to know who the best defense is in this tournament?
Don't say Indiana.
No, probably Texas A&M.
Nope.
I think it might be Texas
A&M. Miami.
Texas Tech. That defense and that front set, I'm telling you guys.
But do you not have the same reservations about them as I do Ohio State?
Reservation I will have on Texas Tech, I do think they're starting 11, especially their front seven.
Front seven
is nasty.
It's so insane there. It's so good.
Do they have guys that can play 55 snaps in a phone booth, get hit in the mouth? I don't know their number two is as good because those guys play 11, 12 snaps a game.
Right.
So when you start talking
a fair
about
question.
The little, but I do think
when they go up against Ohio State, when they go up against Georgia, what do they have?
The kid they got from Tech, Romello Height.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, there's probably two or three, at least two or three
David
NFL
Bailey.
first-round draft picks on that defense.
They wouldn't got them.
Easily.
They wouldn't got them.
That defense may be the best defense in college football.
But I got to see them against one of these teams that carries a logo.
That's all.
I'll add one more thing about, and not to bring up the Notre Dame thing, but you do realize that there's only two teams in this tournament Notre Dame would not be a favorite over. Those are Indiana and Ohio State. They would be a favorite over every single
Not
SC.
Over Georgia, they wouldn't be.
I mean, Rusty, every odds maker I talk to.
He's right, but
every
the problem
odds
is,
maker I talk to. The problem would make is, they could favorite
beat
Georgia. Over Georgia.
If they played in New Orleans right now, if Georgia and Alabama, if Georgia and Notre Dame played Saturday, I don't think there's no way Notre Dame would be favored.
He's right that they would be favored, but the problem is that Ohio State was favored of Indiana. I mean, like, what are we doing here? Yeah. We're splitting hairs at that point. Yeah. I mean,
you are. I'm not. Listen, it's 2.5.
I can't believe Notre Dame's not in, but that's another whole conversation.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, they whole conversation. Notre Dame might be the fifth
I'll just sip my
best team in this tournament. Fourth or fifth best team in this tournament.
Trash and Bama getting the CFP. You know, throwing confetti at me.
I will say this about Alabama. The schedule they played, I told all my Alabama friends, I told people in that press box Saturday, there's no way in hell, unless Alabama gets ran up out of the building. And I said to somebody, if Alabama were to be something crazy and get beat 31-3, they might have a problem. I think that late touchdown
saved them.
Was a pretty big deal, too.
Let me, real quick, you know the worst team in this tournament is that's not a Group of Five school?
Who?
It's Oklahoma. Oklahoma should be the one that's out.
I think that's a good draw for Alabama.
I think Alabama's got a great draw.
Yes.
I'm going to pivot for a moment because the Heisman finalists came out. Did you feel, Rusty, that Gunnar got snubbed?
No. He had a couple games. The Georgia Tech game really probably killed the momentum he had. He'll have every opportunity next year. Mm-hmm. He's going to be Georgia.
Dude, I know what you're about to say.
Georgia, they are I'm going to deal with this. Kirby Smart is going to start, I would say, saying they've got all kind of issues about March. Because Georgia, here's the thing, Allie. Georgia went 11-3 last year. They only had 7 returning starters this year. This was not supposed to be, like, whatever happens this year is going to. They're way ahead of the game. Georgia could really have like 16 returning starters next year.
They're going to be terrifying.
And they're going to get in the portal. Wow. They're going to have all the offseason love.
Those freshman linemen
are going to be back.
God.
Their D linemen are going to be back. The number 10s, the freshman five-star, the one that sacked Ty Simpson the other day. I mean, he's played late in the year. They're going to deal with all of that. So Gunner's going to have his opportunity. Mm-hmm. Gunner's going to have all the preseason mentions. Who do you think? Who? If you're voting right now, who would you vote for? Just if you had one vote.
I don't love this year's Heisman class either way. I think Mendoza's going to win. But I think
the game he played the other night, Mendoza. Y'all realize how close Mendoza was to going to Georgia? I mean, he was sitting in Kirby Smart's office. That was all but done.
That's crazy.
That was all but done. That was all. When he got in the car on that was all but done. And very at the last minute, he went. Think about the decisions on that.
I feel the same way when I look at the Julian saying he left when Nick left. He was like, "I'm out. I'm going to Ohio State."
And Caleb Downs
the same way with both programs. Mm-hmm. Honestly, with Bama and with Georgia, that's a good player to have.
I would not
want
to be messing around with Julian saying and Caleb Downs.
I saw the stat yesterday about the Heisman that the last three Heisman quarterbacks who have won averaged over like 4,100 yards passing and like 35 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And the three quarterbacks in this year's class averaged 3,100 yards and like 25 touchdowns. Yeah, like the gap is so wide,
but
which is why I'd pick Jeremiah Love.
But let me stop there, though. I think, and this is one of the things that I had when I said this yesterday to Mike Bell about Gunnar Stockton, felt the same way about Haynes King as well. It's more this year's class feels like it's more about what they've done for their team as opposed to what their stats are, which is to me what it should be.
That's what it should be.
It should be about
an individual award. There haven't been that huge game like he won it right there. You know what I mean? Like you see that go, that's a wrap.
To me, it's the Heisman is the MIP. It's the most important player. That's the way I've always viewed it. Who's the most important player for the team? It's gotten off the rails in the last 15 years because it's just always gone to a quarterback or I guess Devontae Smith.
Yeah, I go the other way. I think it's more about the stats. I don't care what you do for your team.
No.
Put up big years.
No, if that's
you're supposed to be the best player in college football.
If that's the case, then there's a string of about 5 years. There's a string of about 5 years where you could have given it to like Texas Tech and Hawaii quarterbacks if that was always the case. You know, Colt Brennan throwing for 6,000 yards or whatever it is, you could have done that. I just think it's always about what those guys are doing for the team, and I think Gunnar Stockton is extremely important.
He's going to have a lot of opportunity next year.
It's connected that there's not a team that is 6-6 with a Heisman candidate, right? Like, these things are correlated. You know, other than Lamar Jackson winning it the year he won it, I think they finished 8-4 that year, Louisville.
I always think of the Randy Mosses of the world, though, you know? Like, it's just like, that guy was unbelievable, and then wears his shades at the thing, but that's a whole other story for another day.
Well, Rusty, make sure you've gathered up all your confetti.
I'm going to take it. I guess Mike's not going to take it. I figured he's going home and spread it.
Lucky.
I thought he was going to put it on his Christmas tree.
Actually, it might not make it back to Mama Manziel. It might just get water poured on the trash.
I've got a little bit left. It's funny because I was sitting there, and I tried to be nonchalant. You know, you're on the field.
Dude, I knew the minute.
And I reached down and grabbed some. And I see two other guys getting some, and this guy goes, this other reporter goes, I got to get some for my kids. My wife already texted me. I said, I won't tell if you don't tell. It's crazy how quick they start that turnaround. They start erasing
the
book.
Oh, immediately. We talked about that in the pregame Sunday. We're like, dude.
Oh, the Falcons had a game the next day.
I'm telling you right now, they got a trophy ceremony, and as soon as Georgia left the field, the last player, they were erasing end zones. Unbelievable
crazy.
How quick they do that.
Crazy stuff.
Yep. Well, Rusty, thank you for the time, as always.
Appreciate
so happy
it.
To have you here. That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. And, of course, you can catch him on the Steakhouse right at 9 o'clock. This Saturday, noon to 2, you can join me out at Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta as we get ready for the next game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV. But I really want to point out, we're also giving away free gas for a year.
I'll be there.
Free gas for a year. Just come see me Saturday at Voyle's Kia in Marietta between noon and 2. Coming up, we're going to jump back into this Thursday night football matchup. Falcons, Bucks, what can we expect next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. Thanks for hanging out this morning. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno is sitting in for Bo Morgan today. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Did Rusty get all his confetti over there, Mike?
Yeah, I think he did. You know, oh, nope. He's missing a piece under
here.
You're
going to set that on fire.
He got his, but he did leave his cough drop wrapper, so I'll throw that away for him.
Should have took some of that confetti, Mike.
Take some of the luck.
I'm disappointed in you, Dylan. You knew that was going to happen. You didn't say anything.
Maybe I did. Maybe
that's
I didn't.
Crazy.
I had no idea it was going to happen.
I didn't even have my back on that.
But I think Allie knew it was going to happen.
I 100% knew it was going to happen.
I'm so disappointed in y'all, man.
Listen, I don't know anything. I'm just here for a team. Day.
You know what I mean? I feel like Ray Ray in here.
Oh, wow.
I need y'all support. Wow. You about to do an emotional cry out on IG now?
Yeah, and then Bo's going to give me the prayers up emoji. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of Ray Ray, his former team is playing tonight. The Falcons are playing the Bucks. Drake London has been ruled out. What's going to be the plan without Drake? What do you do?
That's a good question. You have to really scheme it open. Kyle Pitts has to still be your wide receiver one and hopefully make some. I think the first and foremost, you have to make contested catches tonight. There's no doubt. Zach's not going to be able to scheme these guys open. We don't have the wide receiver core to be able to get open on their own. So if you're David Sills, a nice contested catch, maybe a screenplay that goes for some chunk yardage, you're playing station to station. You can't beat yourself at any point tonight. I'm curious to get Zeno's take because he's a guy that focuses on the odds. I think the spread's, 4.5?
Yeah, why came is down it so
five
low?
And a, came down for 5.5. Oh, it's Thursday night football and laying these kind of points in division late in the season. Division games usually never,
prime time.
Never goes well.
And the Bucs aren't playing well.
But here's the thing. Okay, so let's just dissect what has happened to the Buccaneers. And some of this is due to injuries, but everything else. But, let's go after their bye week. They've lost 4 of 5. Their defense has allowed, ready for this, 28, 44, 37, and 24 in their 4 losses. The only game they won against Arizona, they only gave up 17. So this is not a team defensively right now that poses a lot of threat. And you have to be able to take advantage of that. Particularly, they just lost a game to the Saints, by the way.
Dang.
You realize this? I was in 2 survivor pools this year. I got knocked out by the Saints both times when they beat Carolina and when they beat Tampa Bay.
Shame on you.
That's why you don't take division games in Survivor.
Shame on you.
But nonetheless, so this is a defense that you could take advantage of. I mean, that's just the reality of it. This is a defense, particularly in the pass game, that can be had. They're pretty stout up front, Mike. You know that as far as stopping the run. That's kind of what they've always been for years. But their secondary has got more holes in it than Swiss cheese. And I think that there is there's a world where the Falcons could take advantage of that. But part of this is it's at least I could say this much. At least we're starting to realize that some of the problems that are plaguing the Falcons are starting to be consistent because at least you can diagnose them. It's not something different every week.
Yeah, that's a good point.
hey, we got to be better on third down.
It's consistently inconsistent as to which special team is going to let you down. But it's going to be a special team at some point as well.
Can I just bring this to light on special teams? I don't know whose fault this is, Mike. Maybe you can tell me. Effort shows up on tape. You know that.
For sure.
Okay. I don't think it's an effort thing. But there are guys on special teams who are just not doing it right now.
For sure.
And I don't know if it's because physically they're not good enough. I don't know if it's because they can't understand the assignment. I don't know if that they shouldn't be on a roster if they can't compete on special teams on a routine basis. Because guess what? You know what you can't do? You can't have Jesse Bates running down on punt coverage. He's a starter. You can't have...
But you do have Xavier Watts. And
okay.
You had Jalen Walker.
Right. But again, those are younger guys.
Yeah, it is.
You can't have a bulk of your starters who would be very good on special teams playing special teams. There's a reason you don't do that. I'm saying all this to illustrate the problem on special teams, and trust me, I'm not giving a pass to Marquise here, but it just goes beyond... There's an execution player problem on special teams. And Raheem has told me as much personally. Like, it's frustrating because some of these dudes are just not doing the damn job they're expected to.
I think that there's a bigger conversation here. And actually, I was doing Dukes and Bell, their podcast they do at 11 o'clock every day.
Mm-hmm.
And Oren was on with us. And Oren asked me the question. He goes, when they get into these Monday meetings, is Marquise Williams sitting in there with Raheem and Raheem going, hey, Marquise, it's your squad again. It's your squad again. And my answer to that was, the hay's already in the barn from that standpoint.
Yeah,
like,
they know.
While it's being coached before the game or during training camp or OTAs, Raheem knows how it's being coached, right? He's standing behind Marquise Williams through that entire process. So it's not a Monday after the game thing. It's a, we've got to get better on this on Thursday and Friday, mm-hmm. And he knows exactly what's being coached. So it goes back to the Carol from accounting conversation. If I'm the manager and I go and Carol's over the accounting department, I go, Carol, hey, Jenny made an accounting error. She cost us. And Carol looks at Jenny in front of you, the manager, and goes, Jenny, you can't do that again. But then she does it again the next week, and the next week, and the next week. And at some point, you look at Jenny and go, you're a problem, but you know that Carol has told her not to do it again. So, I don't know, man. There's a lot of things that go into it. I do think that watching the tape, that's exactly what I zoomed in on, Mark. I was like, okay, I want to know effort. Are we looking at 110%? Are guys flying around with their hair on fire? The opening kickoff, absolutely. Felipe Franks has done a nice job. Josh Woods, done a nice job. But there are other guys that really have struggled, J.D. Bertrand being one of them. He's on that unit. I don't know if he lacks the explosiveness to really get it done on some of these coverage units, and that's starting to become a problem. So I think it's a little bit of everything, to be real. And I don't think that anybody on the return last week got dominated, just simply guys not making plays.
Yeah, I mean, Ra asked me if I wanted to play on special teams.
Did you accept?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would have.
I still got a little gas left in the tank.
I have faith that Zeno's got one bullet in that chamber.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? He's going to fly down there and take somebody's head off.
Yeah. Now, absolutely.
After that opening kickoff, probably be an issue getting him back out there. You know what I mean? Might have to scrape him off the ground.
One chance. You know, just one chance. Just give me that chance.
That's it. Somebody asked me one time, you got anything left? I'm like, I can give you one run play. You know what I mean? After that, I probably got a hip flexor, got a groin. Something's going to be out of sorts.
Was it you saying yesterday about Philip Rivers? Like, how is he going
to
walk today?
Oh, my God. There is not enough ice in Indianapolis to ice that man's body down today, getting ready for the weekend. Can you imagine 4 years out of the game and coaching high school ball? Walking around on turf, doing all the things. Well, and then all of a sudden you're taking snaps and giving handoffs.
He walked into that presser yesterday. He's like, we're not on Zoom. Because it was during COVID last time he was having these meetings.
I forgot about that.
It's insane.
That is insane.
I do want to point out the Bucs have activated Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan. So how does that work for the defense? What are they going to have to do to deal with Mike Evans?
There's a point in time going into last year's games against them where you look at Mike Evans and what he's done against the Falcons. It's like a season's worth of games, and he is like a Hall of Famer in that season's worth of games. It's insane. But last year, I think there was a couple times it didn't really come out like that. So
I mean, here's the reality of this equation. I don't think Mike Evans presents a problem. I don't think Jalen McMillan presents a problem. You know who's leading the Rookie of the Year voting the first 6 weeks?
Egbuka.
Yeah, that's where the problem
is.
He's
going to be an issue.
That's where it's covering.
I was going to say, I think at this point,
you'd rather face. And now Godwin is back healthy as well. The problem is with those two, with Mike Evans on the field, because you can't ignore Mike Evans.
Right.
Even aged, you know, coming off injury Mike Evans, you can't ignore him. So you put some resources on him, and then Egbuka and Godwin start going nuts. I think that's the problem.
I think, and you look at Egbuka too, and I always say this too about Teterow and McMillan from Carolina, you're going to have some issues with those couple guys for the next 10 years in this
that's
division.
That's a baller.
I mean, they're
that's
both different. Of those guys you look at, and you
talk about catch radius with that dude.
AJ Terrell locked up is a big deal for that reason. And you need Mike Hughes to play to a certain level tonight too. I remember last year the Mike Evans came when they came to Atlanta. I believe it was last year, maybe the year before. Clark Phillips had to match up with him. There was injuries in the secondary, and Clark Phillips did a nice job, did a really nice job against him for a little bit, like, you know, stepping up to a slant, breaking up a couple PBUs. But Mike Evans, you look at his track record against the Falcons, it is terrifying, terrifying what he's done. But it goes back to what we just talked about. Vegas, the odds have come into Atlanta's favor, even with the Mike Evans news. And I think that kind of brings everything into focus in terms of what he presents at this point.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be interesting. And pregame does kick off tonight at 6 o'clock on 92.9 The Game. You can catch Mike and Bo on that. Speaking of, coming up next, the one and only Bo Morgan is joining us from Tampa. He'll be live to handle Life of Squid. I have no idea what's coming along with that. I'm not sure he does either.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But we'll talk about it.
He's probably knocking the crust out of his eyes right now.
Do we need to get all zen on Bo? Do I need to be all zen?
I'm sure that you're going to lower his blood pressure, Zeno. I'm sure of it.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to be like, you know, not funny women. Just keep quiet.
The Life of Squid is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
841 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Thanks to Mark Zinno for filling in for Bo Morgan today, who will be joining us momentarily. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Allie, do you know where my hometown is? You know where I'm from?
Pensacola.
Pensacola, Florida.
Yes.
There's
know that.
There's a really interesting thing. My parents live right by the base down there where the Blue Angels are located.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like every day, every Tuesday, my dad will sit like a chair out in the front yard and just watch the Blue Angels practice.
That's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
He's living the retired life, crack yeah. a Bud Light, you know, just watch the Blue Angels practice. A lot of Navy people down there.
Yes.
A lot of Navy people. Pensacola NAS, Naval Air Station, everything else going on with that. I say all that to say Zeno's got a T-shirt on today that says United States Army.
And go
I
Army.
Feel like Beat it's Navy. Probably... There's probably a reason he is wearing such attire on a day like today.
I love the sport of college football. And people ask me, who's your team? I'm like, the one I bet on that week. That's my favorite team.
Whoever's covering the spread.
Right.
Maybe.
Whoever's covering for me is my favorite team. But the only college football game every year that truly matters to me is the one coming up on Saturday. And I will be heading to Baltimore to go to the game.
I am genuinely apologizing. It's disrespectful. I really don't know enough to know what this is like for you. But is it something where you wear... military type?
I could wear my uniform. I'm not going to.
Like, what would you call it? The dress.
Not my dress. Not my dress, my mess dress, my dress blues. Dress.
Yeah. Okay. I was just genuinely curious.
No.
Because you see the crowd on TV. Right. I've never been to that game. But
well, all the cadets and all the midshipmen are wearing their daily uniform
yes.
that they wear. So that's what they're there.
It's like the frat boys at Bama wearing the sports coats. You
right.
know what
so,
I mean?
So, but I tell this to everybody. I said, look, if you think it's one of those bucket list items to go watch Army Navy, I think it is. But really what makes the event special is actually all the pregame stuff.
Sure.
When, you know, the March of the Cadets come in and the midshipmen and they present themselves out on the field and, like, that whole ceremony and everything is great. Because in reality, like, the football game itself it's not a very good – it's two high school offenses playing football against each other. It's not very entertaining to watch.
I got news for you. I will tear up when I watch the Veer, okay?
Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now. Yeah. Running the old midline.
It's
come
like,
on, baby.
Like Novocaine. Just give
come
it time. It'll work.
Come on, baby.
But nonetheless. So you have to go there for that. Like, that's the cool part. And you guys know before I worked and lived in Baltimore before I moved here to Atlanta. So the last time I was there, and I get a chance to go back again. You know, this time it's a little bit different for me at this point. You know, I'm in the twilight of my military career. So, like, sure. You know, these events are special. They take on a little bit more meaning. Now, from a football standpoint, I don't have a lot of faith in Army this year. I think Navy's going to win and cover, to be honest with you. It's not. Navy's much better than Army is this year.
For sure. For sure.
And anyways, so I have cool, worries man. About that. But
how many times have you been to that game?
This will be my second.
Okay. That's awesome, dude. God, yeah. That's got to be a cool experience.
It is. I'm hoping Arthur Blank will try to get it down here one year.
That would be sick.
They typically don't play it indoors, though. Like, they like the elements.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that. I don't think I'd like that if they played it indoors. That would lose.
You kind of got to be a little bit tough if you want to be
outside.
You kind of got to be a little bit tough.
Well, we've got the one and only Bo Morgan joining us.
My God, it's Bo Morgan.
From Tampa. Bo, how you doing this morning?
Well, business is about to pick up because I'm here.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. No, it's good. It looks beautiful outside. I haven't ventured out, but it's better than it was when I left Atlanta, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about your schedule, because I want to remind you that we are at Publix on Haynes Bridge Road in Alpharetta tomorrow. So you got to make sure you're back in time for that. We're going to be out there 6 to 9 tomorrow. You remember that, right?
Yeah, I remember it. I guess I'll be taking a bath in a sink and maybe sleeping in the back of my truck, but I'll be there.
I was going to say, you got some pork chops baby wipes somewhere around that car, right? If not, you probably should. You can get a little, you know, a little birdie bath, we used to call it. You know, a little birdie bath, a little wipe down, no big deal, man. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, let me just remind you, don't sleep in the Publix parking lot tonight. Just pull into the Johnson driveway up there in North Springs. Make it happen, and we'll make the trek together.
We don't need the cops called on you before the show, Bo.
Yeah. Don't need anybody thinking Bo's a transient, you know?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't think. I am in a vehicle and not, like, on a bench. But I would say that I might stop by there, at the very least, kind of, you know, brush my teeth and put a little deodorant on.
There you go, man. Look, I know that this is Life of Squid, but I do have to ask you a couple things because we'll be on the pregame show in just a little while, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on Mike Evans being a part of that game. I know you've talked about his career. You're one of the people who really brought his career in focus when it comes to what he's been able to do against the Atlanta Falcons, man. And him being a part of the fold, I don't think it's as big a deal as it used to be, but anytime Mike Evans lines up, especially in the creamsicles, it becomes a little bit terrifying.
There's a certain guys that kind of in division games that always seem to have a good game against when you're a rival. And, you know, it's Cam Jordan in New Orleans. He, at one point in time, he sacked Matt Ryan like every game they played. And for Tampa, it's Mike Evans and Lavonte David, but really Mike Evans. I mean, my Lord, the guy's got over 1,500 yards in 20 games against the Falcons. That's just incredible. Even Zeno would have to admire those numbers. Did y'all cut his microphone? He's very quiet.
He's gearing up, man. He's got something for you.
Hi, Bo. How are you? I just have one question. Are women funny?
Oh, snap.
Oh. Wait, what?
Are women funny?
He hasn't been listening to the
show. In what context? I don't know. I don't like where this is going. Dude, what happened earlier in the show?
We had a long conversation earlier, and I was saying the more attractive you are, the harder it is for you to be funny. You just have to find a crossroads. Somebody tweeted us, brought up Nikki Glaser, but for the most part, if you're an extremely attractive person, you're probably not that funny. And that led Zeno to just go down the hill of, yeah, women are not funny. Jesus, Zeno.
I'm just saying, like, women can be funny. There are women who are funny, but most women are not funny.
And if they are, they're probably not attractive.
Exactly.
I think Nikki.
If they are very funny.
I do agree Nikki Glaser is funny. Okay. I think she's funny.
We found one.
I agree.
I mean, I think you can find other. I mean, I thought Julia Louis-Dreyfus is pretty funny, and all the things she does in Veep and in Seinfeld and things. Counting that because it's scripted?
Bo, recount the number of women you've met in your life that
she's a comedian.
She's funny.
I'm doing my best not to take any of this personal.
Please do.
Why are you funny?
Because I think I'm hilarious.
There you go.
What does Grant think?
I'm hilarious.
Does Grant laugh at you?
Oh, yeah. I can make him cry laugh.
I think you're funny, Allie Mac.
I do, too. Bo, do you laugh at Amy's jokes?
Yeah, every once in a while. She's got a good one.
Again, she's not funny, okay?
He took the bait.
He did. He put it right there on the tee for him, and he hit it.
Anyways.
Anyway, back to the Buccaneers tonight, Bo, since women are not funny. You know what isn't funny? The Falcons on third down. We talked at length about how much they've struggled as of late. Not sure there's a real good remedy, but you know, a lot of this is on the players. Where do you sit on it?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday a little bit. I think there's enough blame to go around. Mike and I have talked about it at nauseam. You got to stay on track on first and second down, Mark. You can't have penalties that get you in third and longs. That's been part of the formula. And you know, you can talk about play calling to an extent, but also, you know, when Kyle Pitts has a 50-50 ball, go get it. When David Sills has a ball put in his hands, catch it. Mooney, catch. I mean, they're not making plays either. It's not one thing or the other. I think that's been the issue for me when people want to talk about it is, you know, obviously at the end of the day, all the blame's going to go to the head coach, but, or the, you know, maybe the position coach or the coordinator, but there's enough blame. We've seen it to go around. Penalties, not making plays, getting off track. There have been play calls that haven't been right for the down and distance. I mean, it's a sum of all, not just one part or the other.
Yeah, I think anytime you go 1 of 11, it can't just be one thing. It's got to be a lot of things. Protection could be better. The routes, all the above. And that leads me to my next question. Before we let you go, give me an X factor tonight from your angle. And you know, we'll probably talk about it again on the pregame show coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. You can hear myself and Bo on the Falcons Radio Network. But I need an X factor because this is one of those games where I'm really having a tough decision to make of who the X factor is and what's the one guy who can kind of flip this game around.
Yeah, it is hard, Mike, because when you look at their offense, I think it kind of starts with keeping Baker Mayfield off of a schedule, not letting him get comfortable, but not letting him out of the pocket, right? And is that one player? I don't know, maybe a unit, which would be the defensive line. But on offense, you know, I don't know how you go with anybody else other than a guy like Bijan Robinson. I don't have faith in very many of the players offensively on that are supposed to be playmakers other than Bijan. And can Bijan make some plays with not only, you know, getting the ball in the backfield, but as a receiver as well? The X factor is him because you need to start putting him back in routes and letting him run some of these routes that on third and short and let him be able to pick up plays because he is the best player on the offense for a reason. And I'm rarely say things like this. I think it sounds silly, but he might need to touch the ball 30 times tonight.
Well, Bo, you know what time it is. We got to let you go. Got to close out the show. But I think we're all very intrigued to see the state you arrive in tomorrow morning at Publix.
Well, let me tell you something, Allie. It'll my mood will be based on the outcome of this game. So if it ends like last Sunday, it'll probably be.
Really?
That's yeah. It always, good, man. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Like, even though it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things?
That actually makes a lot of sense now that I think about it.
Bo, just try to keep in mind that it'll be a Friday tomorrow as well. It'll be a Friday.
A Falcons Friday. Mark.
And you'll have your weekend, too.
And you'll be at Publix.
Don't make him angry already, guys.
Also,
jeez.
Can I point out, because Grant didn't realize this until I was talking to him yesterday, I was like, you have Sunday off.
Yeah, oh, you know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I have circled
that one. Yeah. I have a Christmas party this weekend. It's going down Saturday night.
Yeah, my weekend's already planned. There's no off days. It's already been planned out. I've already got my schedule, my itinerary.
All right. Well, have fun at the game. Do a good job for Wes. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Miss you, Bo.
We miss you.
All right. See you guys. Have fun at the game, Mark.
We'll do.
All right, of course, Bo Morgan. You'll catch him with Mike tonight on the pregame show. Kicks off at 6 o'clock. Of course, like I mentioned, we will be out at Publix tomorrow. It's the location off Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta. It's all presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. 6 to 9, we'll see you there.
I do want to take just a couple of seconds here and make everybody aware of something. My wife has been texting me nonstop about this. There is now Amazon, where if you are getting a package delivered, you can thank an Amazon delivery driver by giving a thumbs up on the Amazon app, and they get a $5 tip back from Amazon to no cost to you.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I promise you. Nobody's working harder this time of year, definitely not us, than those Amazon drivers, man. So give them a thumbs up. Give them $5 back in their pocket, man. It's a cool deal.
No cost to me.
No cost to you. You just got to thank them, and they get a tip from Amazon.
Thumbs up on
Shout
every
out.
Single package. You know what? Order separate packages and give multiple there you go. Thumbs
Amazon's
up.
Amazon's gotten smart about that. They're like, this will be a part of your Monday delivery. It's like, oh, man, that's going to be. My wife is the kind of person, Zeno, that puts a basket of snacks out for the Amazon drivers. But that's she so probably right. should with the amount she orders this time of year. So kind of is what it is.
She's
thank an Amazon driver.
Yes, thank an Amazon driver.
And UPS, sorry.
And FedEx helped me take DHS. Boxes into the garage yesterday. That was not her job, and she did that for me yesterday. Thank you.
DHL, USPS.
All of you.
Thank you.
Mark, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, we're done?
We are done. That was it. It was an incredible throwback Thursday trivia round today. I'm going to be putting that video together, putting it up on Twitter later.
And unfortunately, every contest, there must be a loser.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Dashing through the snow, baby.
Ah!
That is going to do it for us. For Mike, Mark, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And hey, Mike, don't forget to
tip your Amazon driver through the app or something. I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.